You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band, Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist.
Willkommen.
Willkommen.
I'm Megan Seeling.
I'm Ari Spool.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep up the German accent all the time. No, don't.
I am Ari Spool.
It's a very German-sounding name.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Except not at all. So, hi. We obviously, every week, we go through the calendar of upcoming shows. We play for you the local bands who we who are also featured on The Stranger's Bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands.
That's where they are.
Right. And if you go to our online calendar listings, every band that you see with a little headphone icon next to it,
yes,
those are bands that are also featured on the bands page. So you can click on that band name. It'll take you to their bands page where you can see photos, bios, more information about them, hear songs.
That's what I just did to make this list. It was cool.
It's what we do every week.
Yeah.
And that's how we get these songs. And so if you hear anything you like, that's where you go, to the Stranger's Bands page, and you can hear more.
Or you could go to the show where they're playing.
Right. We do that, too. We tell you that info, too.
Once in a while.
Right.
Once in a while, I'll go see a band. I mean, I don't really like music.
What's a band?
I don't know.
Cut that, Nancy. Anyway. Poor producer, Nancy. So we should start into it. Our first song. Most of the bands here that you picked, we should first say, are bands that you've never heard before.
But we're gonna let you in easy,
right? We're gonna break it in easy.
We don't want you to work too hard
nice
in appreciating new music,
right?
So we'll play an old favorite.
Pleasure Boaters,
holla!
They're playing an All Ages show, the Vera Project. It's kind of a comeback show for them, a welcome home show. They've been on tour.
Yeah, this is their All Ages welcome home show. They had their 21 plus, aka Evil,
right?
show a couple weeks ago. But this is going to be really fun, and it's with a couple of different bands.
Crypticize, Vampire Hands, Powerful Power.
Mm-hmm. And Crypticize and Vampire Hands are not from here.
So they're
Powerful
touring.
Power is.
Right. So it's a nice little taste of the sound.
Of the nation. The
right.
Taste of the nation.
The taste. Here's the Pleasure Boaters of Andalou.
We'll be right back.
That was Gray, Taker of Souls.
That sounds really evil.
Dude, they are totally an evil female metal band. You probably couldn't tell from that clip. I couldn't tell when I was listening to them, except for I was looking at pictures of them and they're hot.
Right.
But
hot metal chicks.
Yeah. But it's like, it's so brutal anyways.
Are you saying chicks can't usually be brutal?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm fucking brutal.
Right.
But, you know, this is pretty, probably more brutal than me. I mean, and I don't say that about a lot of things. Like, for instance, vegans, not more brutal than me.
Right.
As a general rule.
Bunnies.
Not more brutal than me.
Right.
Cardboard. Not more brutal than me.
Actually, have you ever gotten a paper cut from cardboard?
Oh, dude, that's actually really brutal. Yeah. Anyways, but Gray is pretty fucking brutal.
They're playing at the Comet on Friday night.
They are, with Lesbian, a favorite of ours.
Right.
A long time
favorite.
We've
played them on
favorite.
Set list before.
Well, we have, and I was going to today, too. I was thinking about it, but they don't have any, like, full songs on their band's page,
right.
And I was really pissed about that.
Damn,
but
Lesbian.
Then they're also playing with Brothers of the Sonic Cloth.
That's the new Tad band.
Dude. And who doesn't fucking love Tad? Do you
right.
know that part in Singles where, like, he, like, what's her
name? I know the part you're talking about.
Accidentally is, like, talking all sexy to him on the phone.
Yeah,
like,
she calls.
You got the
she
wrong
calls
number, but I'll be right over.
Right.
I
that
mean,
was Tad. Those are his lips.
His succulent lips.
Yeah, this is his new band. When I interviewed him back in, like, February-ish, we were talking about, because Tad released that DVD, that
yeah.
documentary DVD, and so I talked to him about that. And asked him about this new project, and he's really excited about it. It's a little more experimental. It's still super fucking heavy.
Yeah,
really,
totally.
Really loud.
This is a heavy
Tad
show.
Tad is never going to stop being loud and heavy.
He's got tinnitus.
But right, exactly. and so he has to play loud so we can hear it.
Yeah.
But he's also getting more involved, like with some electronic stuff, some looping, some sampling sort of
what
stuff. He's saying.
Imagine if it was like Tad, but playing like Postal Service songs.
That would be really,
and like
really
kind of dancing around.
Oh, that would be cute.
It would be cute.
Oh,
it would be like a
Tad.
teddy bear
right.
Tad. We love Tad. Anyways,
that'll be a great show.
Yeah. Let's move on to
okay.
our next subject. This is Elder Mason. The song we're gonna play is called "In Defense." Again, another one new on Setlist
debut.
I think they sound like ELO, but like when Jeff Lynne is doing the ELO songs, and he's like, okay. This is the part where it's, like, mellow right before the huge cannon string orchestra comes in and, like, totally, like, shoots you into the other side of reality.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, the part right before that, which
oh, okay.
is also really good. Yeah. They're playing at the Sunset on Friday with amateur radio opera Dos Llamas and Black Whales. They are not brutal. Elder Mason, In Defense.
We'll be right back.
was Skullbot. The song was Super Ego. Skullbot, fantastic, you know, hard rock, classic rock inspired band. Yeah. They're just teenagers.
Yeah, and they have this like pedal or something on this song. You guys just heard it, but it's sounds really good.
That might be a whammy bar.
Yeah, they're playing at the High Dive on Saturday night with the Primate Five, Warning Danger, Chinese, and Lords of the North. And this show is the Sonic Reducer 4-year anniversary. So happy birthday, Sonic Reducer, the best show on KEXP.
Hooray! Lords of the North, also brutal.
Dude, totally brutal. Chinese, incredibly brutal.
Right. Heavy. This is a brutal weekend.
Yeah. You know what? I think everyone should just go out and be completely brutal.
Smear your eyeliner, wear all black.
Yeah.
And lace up the boots.
Lace up the boots, definitely. Maybe shave your head.
Right. So now we're telling people to be skinheads.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could just grow out your hair.
When you headbang, yeah. Get extensions. I mean, and get some headbanging extensions.
Going to Vane to get headbanging extensions is not brutal.
You're right.
Oh, well. We can't all be as brutal as me.
It's true. You're what, a 5'1 redhead? You're not brutal.
Dude, that is the most brutal.
So Molly Shannon is also, she's playing.
No. Not Molly Shannon. Molly Shannon, Molly Shannon.
Oh, I see. I see how it's written out. So are we to believe it's named after Molly Shannon?
No, like, it totally is.
It is, like, they took the name from Molly Shannon.
It's a terrible idea.
So this is a lot like patient, speaker, shoo-shoo, Molly Shannon. Repetitive band names. Didn't we call a ban on this, like, a year ago?
Yeah, and they took it one step further by making a celebrity repetitive band name.
Right.
Which
and
is
a two-word
awful.
Repetitive band name, so it's actually four words instead of just two words.
I don't know what to do with these people. They're all obviously completely
noobs.
Fucking nutters. But in any case,
nutters.
We've never played Molly Shannon. And I think that it is pretty good, despite them having a terrible band name.
And they're playing at the Blue Moon, so it's always a free
show. Yeah, so it's free. You can check it out. Waves, The Curious Mystery, who I believe are filming a Western right now, and Bill Sunt.
I want to be in The Curious Mystery Western.
I bet there's a part for you. You can be someone who gets shot.
I look hella good in chaps, too.
Assless chaps?
Yeah.
Any other kind?
Right. Let's not talk about it anymore.
All right. Let's play this song. It's called Bianca Montale.
Molly Shannon.
Thank you. This song is dedicated to that special feeling you get when you run up to a stranger and kick him square in the balls.
Give your testicles a swift kick.
Bam! Yeah, right in the nuts. I hope that ain't what you look like when you fuck. Eyelids shut, mouth hole wide open. Surprise junk kicks can be so mind-blowing, like chugging down a Slurpee and getting the brain freeze. Every time you get your dangle piece in your brain seat, you say, please, Lord, make the pain stop. Why'd you have a stranger come and boot me in the jock? I'm a bitch. I won't pretend to be forceful, so I tend to resort to the preemptive abortion. No child support, can't be mad at that. So what the pain nags, you still have a sack. Your testes went up, gave your stomach a visit. Now your future kids are in a fucked up position. You listen to the laughter of the crowd who you hate. You tried to block your balls with your hand, but it's too late. That's right. Looks like it hurt, don't it? Right in the fucking balls.
Give your testicles a swift kick. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, give your testicles a swift kick. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, give your testicles a swift kick.
What you want, motherfuckers? Type is one bad sucker, Kip Chung Punter. As soon as I discovered how to really end a fight, it's to kick him in the purple-headed demon's one eye. I never did stop, putting my foot to cock. Tip of the toe to a crotch feels so top-notch. Looking at me now when you see me smile. Gravity is heavy with your testes defiled. You weren't getting pussy, so you had the blue balls. Now the only difference is they're black and blue balls. Whose fault? Well, I don't know. That's like a rapist telling victims they should keep their legs closed. Tugging on your clothes while you're hugging on your privates. Stop, drop, and roll like you've been set on fire. There's nothing you can do to control your fate. I got you red in your face, yeah. It's too late. I'm running off because I just kicked you in the balls. I ain't catching ass whooping for that, man. I'm out. Have fun with that one,
bitch. Give your testicles a swift kick. So what you want, how you want to act. So what you want, how you want to act. So what you want, how you want to act. So what you want, give your testicles a swift kick. So what you want, how you want to act. So what you want, how you want to act. So what you want, how you want to act. So what you want, give your testicles a swift kick.
And it sounds like that. Typecast came on a sneak attack. I crept up on you when you turned your back. Steel toe boots to your hairy bean bags. See, that's just a lesson in life. Always keep guard of your left and your right. All's fair in a fight. And isn't it scary? No rules against kicking dudes in their twig and berries. Barely breathing. You're pale as a ghost would be. Angry with me for impaling male ovaries. Put my Jordans to your sensitive organs. Don't be mad, I'm preventing some orphans. You'll never get a wife as a damaged man. No lady wants a child if it's handicapped. So listen to this song when you masturbate. Cause your day will come, then you won't cause it's too late. Yes, they call me tight. Because I'm that type of douchebag that will kick you in the balls if you fuck with me.
Give your testicles a swift kick. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, give your testicles a swift kick. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, how you wanna act. So what you want, give your testicles a swift kick.
I like kicking people in the balls.
That was Type Junk Punter again.
Junk Punter.
Junk Punter. Dude, okay. We've never played Type on Setlist before. This is fucking negligence on our part. It's so retarded. This song is hilarious. When I just was sitting at my computer looking through all the songs, I literally cracked up and Kelly O, who
sits right. Did you LOL?
I LOL'd, yes. And Kelly O, like, looked at me and was just like gave me, like, a freak look. Like, what are you looking
like,
at?
Shut up, I'm trying
like, she
more.
Thought maybe I was looking at, like, a picture of a vagina on the internet or something. Or, like, a funny vagina.
Do vaginas make you laugh?
Yes, they're hilarious. Not brutal, though. But
speaking of genitals, that's what this song's about.
I know. But the other ones.
Right, well, yes, male genitalia.
Yeah.
And kicking it.
Dude, if that song didn't make you laugh, you don't think that dick jokes are funny, and therefore you can never be my friend.
Oh.
Like, I mean, it's hilarious.
You just banned some people from your friend pool.
Well, I mean, it's...
Your last name rhymes with pool.
Thanks. I think I'm going to ban another person from my friend pool.
Damn it! They're playing at Chop Suey. We should say that.
Get it out. Come on, get it out. With Mac Lethal, who's fucking awesome, Greaves. And Greaves and Type have a song together called My Boyfriend Beats Me. Or My Girlfriend Beats Me, I mean.
Oh, there was a video for that.
There's
that we posted
a video
online
for that,
not a while
that
ago.
Is so funny. They're, I think that they might be my favorites now.
Nice.
With Approach and DJ Skew. And I don't know, that show's going to be amazing. And I think it's all ages too, so everyone should go.
Since Type and Greaves are both going to be there, do you think they'll play My Girlfriend Beats Me?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Maybe if there's a crowd request.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. It's, I mean.
Do it, boys.
Hip-hop shows, they always all get together. And
right.
Collab. It's one of
collab.
The best.
Collab. Because you can't bring yourself I don't to have say the, orate.
I don't have enough time for that.
Okay.
But before that, we should say, we played Goldie Wilson. That's a band, not a person. It's named Vivian. The song is named that.
They're playing at the... Here, I'll take over. You're obviously okay. Drunk. They're playing at the Comet on Saturday with Black Knight Crash, New Faces, and Sky Parade.
I'm just too brutal.
New Faces were one of the sound-off bands of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Skullbot was one of the sound-off bands of last year.
Did New Faces win?
New Faces did win.
No, they yes, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did win.
They're
and
also
Skullbot
children.
Were finalists, too. So there's, like, so sound-off bands, you know, being part of the music community.
Of course they are.
Good job.
Yeah.
I mean, way to represent, kids.
I mean, if you win, like, a big contest and you're not a good band, that is not going to become part of the music community, then the contest is at fault.
Yes, but there have been some bands involved in Sound Off that weren't necessarily good. I'm not naming names.
No names. Anyways, band of the week this week. You guys are going to die.
This is awesome. I'm really proud of this one.
I don't know.
It's a Dio cover band from Everett, Washington.
Ronnie James.
Like,
this is truly brutal.
I had to pick them. A Dio cover band from Everett, Washington. As if you're, like, Everett, Washington obviously has enough stereotypes to battle. Like, God bless Everett. I went to school in Everett, Washington. I have nothing but love for the EV. But, regardless, Dio cover band from Everett just plays into every meth mullet stereotype that could ever come from that sad little city up north.
They're called Stand Up and Shout.
And they're not bad. Like, you know, dude wails and, you know, the guitar solos are all, wah! And it's great. Right. I think it's great. I haven't seen them live yet, but they do have a couple upcoming shows, and they've listed them on their band's page. Some of them are on the East Side. One of them's up in Everett.
Okay. Jimmy Z's.
But, no, it's somewhere else. It's not Jimmy Z's.
It's not at Jimmy Z's in Everett?
It's a club that I'd never heard of. It must be new. But then they do have some Seattle shows coming up, too, I believe. And so if you're into Dio, like, you know...
And Everett.
Right. Well, you don't have to be into Everett to appreciate Dio, Ari.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So they're this week's Band of the Week, just because we'd never had a tribute band as a Band of the Week. They're fucking legit, man. Can't ignore them. They're artists, too.
No, they're here. They're queer.
They're
Get
not,
used
actually.
To it.
I don't think that's part of the
Well,
shtick.
I meant, like, queer weird.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, if you disagree with how brutal
Dirty
I am.
Dirty Mind B goes straight to the sexual reference.
gross. If you
carry on.
Anyways, if you want to email us, it's setlist@thestranger.com. I highly recommend that form of electronic communication. It's
email.
It's the new thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's very green.
Yeah, that's true. You don't use any paper.
This is a very green episode of Setlist.
Yeah. And visit lineout.thestranger.com for goofy, wacky fun times.
Right. We have some new videos posted up there.
Yeah, totally.
Show reviews, CD reviews. I'm awesome and funny.
Bullshit.
On it. Are you saying bullshit to me being awesome and funny?
No, it's all good. Whatever.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.